Hey everyone, it's me, and it's Monday, which only can mean one thing. It means it's time for Get Stoned Night, the weekly show, which is, I guess it is weekly again, where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. If you want to ask me a question, feel free to do so. There should be a link down below in the doobly-doo, where you can ask me whatever you like. So, with that being said, let's get on with it, because we have 327 comments or questions to go through. So, let me start chipping away. My first question is from Anonymous. They ask, is your depression and stress better than what it used to be, you think? Is my depression and stress better? My depression is definitely a lot better. Yeah, I think these last 4 years, 3 years, my depression has been really good. It's been really manageable. In a ways it hasn't been in my life for a long time. Which is great. I'm like so happy about that. Which is, yeah, the antithesis of depression is joy. But yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm definitely doing a lot better in the depression. Yeah, stress, you know, back and forth. But depression definitely so much better. I think the big things that have changed for me is just I think the way I problem solve internally, I think, has been a big shift. Trying to, like, I guess, reduce the amount of internalization I take in. I think that was a big contributing factor to that, is how much I internalize stuff. And as I learn not to own and internalize things, it's been better for me. So, my mental health journey has definitely improved substantially in the last 3 years, and I'm super stoked on it. I hope that answers the question. Thank you for asking. I appreciate the concern. I am doing better. As Anonymous asks, has your birthday happened already? Yes or no? Yes, my birthday has happened. It happened in April. funnily enough, yeah, my birthday has happened already. So thank you. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, when you don't get enough sleep, does it make you feel bad or do you stay tired all the time? Oh man, I think when I have all-nighters, I feel pretty garbage the next day. All-nighters really kill me. I get, like, headaches sometimes. I'm like, yeah, sleep deprivation definitely hits me pretty hard. But I think if I don't get enough sleep, if I actually get some sleep, I'm okay. My body needs just some amount of sleep. If I can get, like, a couple hours, at least that helps. But, yeah, a full night, no sleep, that's so hard. The next day, you just feel so rubbish. You just feel tired and run down, and you just don't feel in it. It's hard to do, like, thinking tasks. Your brain just doesn't work like that. If I don't get a full night's sleep, or if I don't get any sleep, and I try to record the next day, it's so hard. It's just, mostly because I'm not using scripts. It's all mental work. It's all, improvisation, which is... It's lateral thinking, you know, and if you're tired, that kind of thinking is so hard to do. So yeah, sleep's important. I'm a big proponent of getting sleep when you can get it, so please try to sleep. let's see. The next question is from Anonymous. They ask, do you think ankle bracelets are still cute? If they're a thing still. I think they are still a thing. I've seen girls wearing ankle bracelets. I think it's coming back. I think it's cute. I think it's really cute. I think they could be, I don't know, I think they're dangerous in around escalators. I don't know why. I have, like, this thing about escalators. I don't trust escalators at all. I mean, I'll use escalators. It's not like I'm, like, avoiding escalators. I just have, like when girls are wearing heels or long dresses or ankle bracelets and they're using escalators, I'm like, oh no, please be careful. And I don't know why. I think it's just because I know that things can get caught so easily. So that's my only thing about ankle bracelets, is don't wear them on escalators. Or long dresses or heels. I've just seen so many things get caught in escalators in my life. But yeah, short of that, I think they're adorable. I think they're so fucking cute. Yeah. Anonymous asks, I've heard people say they like hands before, especially some women. Do you like hands, or have you ever found someone with attractive hands before? I've been told people like my hands. I've not, like, noticed people's hands and been like, oh, those were some nice hands. But yeah, I've been told my hands are nice. I think I just have big hands, so people tend to like that. But yeah, I don't know. I've never like looked at hands and been like, ooh, those are some nice hands. It doesn't come up on my radar, I guess. But I have been told that my hands are nice, so I don't know. For me, these are just like normal hands. I don't know. I'm just like, oh, these are just my hands. But yeah. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Anonymous asks, do you have or like to buy any kinds of jewelry for a female? I don't mean something that costs a lot or like anything like that either. Yeah, I like buying jewelry. I think jewelry presents are really nice. I think they're sweet. Just because you can imbue a lot of meaning in jewelry, and it's like sometimes a small trinket that's easy to wear, that you can always wear, that creates like an association with a person. I think that's like the appeal of necklaces and earrings, and that's just why it's such a common gift. In I was gonna say in human coupling, but in relationships, jewelry tends to be a common gift just because you can imbue a lot of meaning. It's something that's very small and can be worn at all times as this constant reminder of this, this connection between two people, which I think is beautiful. So I love jewelry. I love it as a gift. I don't really wear jewelry, so like if you gave me a necklace, I wouldn't be wearing it. It's like I don't know. I've never worn jewelry. It's never been something for me. But yeah, I like giving jewelry. It's nice. Anonymous asks, "When you get married, would you be upset if your soon-to-be wife doesn't wear makeup at all?" No, I wouldn't be upset. Like she can do what she wants. She's my wife. What? She doesn't want to wear makeup. She doesn't want to wear makeup. I think you should only wear makeup for yourself. Let me take a. No, I hope you don't mind. I'm gonna take a sip of water. But yeah, I don't think you should have to wear makeup for anyone besides yourself. Because really, you're doing it for you. It's not. You're not. Don't do makeup if it's for someone else that isn't you. All right. End of the day, that whole process of putting on makeup, that needs to be for you. Because if it's for anyone else, I don't want you to do it, Like, don't do it for me. Do it for you. If it makes you happy to do makeup, do makeup. But don't do it because you feel like society demands it, or because I demand it, or because, like, your friends expect it. Like, no. For those reasons, no. Don't even wear it. Because, like, honestly, God, fuck those people's expectations. For real. Like you wear makeup because that's what you want. Don't do it for anyone else. You got to. And I think this applies a lot to like almost anything in life. Do things because that's what you want. Don't do it because it's what you think is expected of you, or what you feel like you have to do. I mean, there are some things you have to do, like oh, I got to study for this test. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like when there's expectations put on you about whether it's career direction or putting on makeup or what to wear. Those things need to come intrinsically from yourself, because if they're coming from outside forces, that's not, it's not good. It needs to be things that are intrinsically within yourself. I'm wearing this because this is what I want to wear. I'm doing makeup because this is what I want. Of course, there's some like social mores, like you don't want to, like I'm not saying wear a bathing suit to a funeral, but I'm saying like just try to live as for you as you can. But I think that's a hard thing to do in life. Because of course we're going to be doing things for other people because we love other people and other people have expectations for us and we do things for them. But at the end of the day, it's about balancing that with balancing what we need to do for ourselves. And that's a big balancing act of life. I got really sidetracked here. Anyway, long story short, you don't have to wear makeup. let's see. Let's see. Anonymous asks, have you gotten your COVID shot yet? It's okay if you haven't. I haven't either. That's hilarious. I'm getting my shot tomorrow. Which I guess if you're listening to this in the future, was just sometime in May I got it. Yeah, I'm getting it tomorrow. My first vaccine shot. I'm excited. I'm really excited to get it. I've been on a wait list for a while, waiting to get it, so my number came up. I can get it done finally, so I'm pretty thrilled. Let's see. Anama says, I wonder if you'll ever bring back audios where we watch shows with you like we did before. They kind of exist. They exist as movie night now. Will I bring back TV night in the same format as movie night is currently? Maybe. Possibly. If there's enough, like, desire for it, I might do that. I'm tempted to, so we'll see. I don't know what show to watch, though. I mean, I guess there's a lot of good shows, but the. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We shall see. Anama says, I think you said you were. I think you said that all but a few items leaving the merch store with the overhaul is what you're doing. What merch designs will be staying? So, at this moment, no design is slated to stay yet. I haven't made up my mind yet. I haven't decided what's exactly gonna stay, if anything is gonna stay. At this point, I'm not sure if anything's gonna stay, really. I might swap everything out. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm fairly certain. I think one design or two designs might stay. But yeah, I'm not sure yet. I'm really not sure yet. When it gets closer to the time, I'll be able to let you know for sure what's staying. But if I had to like really guess what would stay, probably boyfriend hoodie is likely to stay, and then the like OG nightlight hoodie might stay. But that might be it. So those two are the ones that have the highest chance of surviving. But yeah, when it gets close to time, I definitely will tell people. I won't just get rid of stuff without letting people know. Let's see. Anonymous says, what's the best and worst thing about making audios? Let me start with the worst stuff first. I think the worst stuff is one, it's entirely self-motivated. So I have to like I have to just, you know, there's no one pushing me to do it. It has to come from myself, which it can also be the best thing about it too, because it like when I'm in my groove, I'm nailing it. But I think that's one of the, I think that's one of the worst things. There's no one like being like, oh, you gotta do this, which sometimes I need. Let's see. I also I think the fact that it requires like perfect silence is a little frustrating. I wish I had like a studio, you know, some kind of space where I could just record without having to, you know, demand that like, oh man, the neighbors are their dogs barking or a fire truck's passing by or a plane's passing overhead, you know? Like these things that normally won't bother you, or like a train going by, like all those things were just like, oh, that's just life. When you're recording audio, it becomes like problematic because you're like, oh no, I can't have a train going through this take, so I have to like, oh, start again, you know? So that kind of stuff frustrates. But the best stuff is it's such a great creative outlet. It is such a great creative outlet. I love it. I love being able to. It's a lot of story work. It's a lot of story craft, which is stuff I love. I love doing story work. Because it's almost like I'm doing a bunch of vignettes, like these like moments in time that I'm like freezing. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's like capturing moments, and I love doing that. I love capturing moments. They're just kind of, it's just kind of like a beautiful thing. To take this, I don't know, this moment between two people, and just like freeze it in this medium that you can always like repeat and rewatch this like scenario in life. And I like the, I don't know. I feel like I'm tooting my own horn here, but I like the level of authenticity I try to bring to it. I feel like it's, I'm trying as honest, as hard as I can to be like giving an honest representation of life. Like I'm not trying to like fairy tale it up too much. I'm like I'm trying to give you like this is what it can be in its like most genuine form. But yeah, I think those are the best and the worst. The desire for silence and the artistic expression being the best, and then the desire for silence being the worst, I think. All right. Let's see. Have you ever done the MBTI? I have done the MBTI. I guess the answer is just yes. I assume you probably want to know which Myers-Briggs personality type I was. I can find that real quick. Don't put too much stock in the MBTI. It's not validated at all. Like, the validity behind the MBTI is garbage. I had to write a paper on this a long time ago about like the validity of this. Anyway, it's more a lot of marketing and a lot of stuff. It's not a super accurate determination of personality. I think it's ocean. The five like five ocean is one of them. It might be five ocean. Is it five ocean? Let me double check that real quick. Five ocean. I think it's called five ocean. Is it five ocean? Test personality. Or is it might just be called the ocean. Oh, it's called the Big Five. That's what it is. Big Five, also known as Ocean. Big Five, aka Ocean. That's the one I'd recommend. I am. I am an INTP. I'm INTP, which I don't know. Let me look what that says. I don't know. Look at that. Literally looks like Google knew. All right, so the designer, the scientist. I just think it's funny. They're like, he's the scientist. Yeah, of course. Careers, mathematician, systems analyst, career scientist, abstract fields such as physics. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how accurate that is for me. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, it's been a while since I've taken the MBTI. Maybe I'll be get a different score this time. But yeah, that's what I was last time I took it. That's funny. That's really funny. All right. Rabbit asks, "May I ask how old you are?" You can ask. People ask all the time. I really don't tell. I give a pretty wide range between the ages of 18 and 45, so somewhere between there is how old I am. One day that number, once you see the top number move, then you'll know how old I am. Once I'm like, oh, it's 18 to 55 now, then you'll know. But for now, it's 18 to 45. So the second part of the question is, how do I know when I'm ready to start dating again after a hard breakup? Oh man, when will you know? I don't really know. That's a hard one. I think you need. I don't know. There's so many answers to that. It's all contingent on like what happened. You know, like what happened in the breakup, what happened in the relationship. There's so many unknown variables that I can't just be like, this is the answer. I can't be like 4 months. I think the first sign when you're gonna be ready is when you feel like you're gonna be ready, which is, I hate that answer. It's such a terrible answer, but it's true. It's like you'll have a feel when you're just like, okay, I'm A, over this person, and whatever happened in the relationship, I've like healed from it. So yeah, it's just really whenever you feel ready, which is it's a hard thing to determine without any more information, you know. But my advice is, especially from the way the question's worded, I would advise that you take your time. I would advise just take your time and at least use this time being single to really, like, not fortify yourself, but just definitely, like, work on you. Just be like, this is my time for me. And don't even think or consider about jumping in back into another relationship. I think you should just be like, I am gonna be single. I'm gonna try my best to just, you know, I don't know, like, find yourself. In the freedom and the space of singleness, you know? And then when you feel ready, you'll know, you'll get a feeling, you'll get a vibe. But don't let anyone push you into getting into a relationship if you're not ready. Don't let anyone be like, well, it's been 6 months, you're ready to jump back in. No, they don't know what you're going through, they don't know your space. So don't let, even if it's like a friend or a buddy, they're talking out of their own experience, and that's not yours. So my advice is just listen to yourself. Because you'll know when you're ready and you'll know when you're not. And if you're asking the question, am I ready? Odds are you're not. Because when you're ready, you won't be asking that question. You'll just know. So I think just take the time to try not try to like try not to listen to the people who are telling you jump back in, you know, and get a rebound, da 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 da, like all that stuff. Just zone that out, because that's not what you need. You need to focus on yourself. Just focus on you, and then when you feel ready, then jump in. That's my advice to you, at least. I hope it helps. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey Kay, do you like brunch? If so, what's your go-to brunch food? Oh man, I haven't had brunch in so long. I miss brunch. What's my go-to brunch? I love waffles. Waffles are good at brunch. Mimosas are good at brunch. Breakfast potatoes are really good. A lot of bacon is always good at brunch. Monte Cristo can be pretty good at brunch. Good Monte Cristo is really good. Ooh, I haven't had a brunch Monte Cristo in so long. Yeah, I don't know. Almost anything. If it's served at brunch, it's usually pretty good. So anything at brunch, basically. Thank you for the question. And Careless Bird asks, how would you like your steak? Depends on the cut. If it's the more expensive the cut, the closer to rare I want it. Like Wagyu beef, you can give me that like rare. As you get to like less expensive cuts, you can go closer to medium rare, in my opinion. But if it's like a really good cut of beef, oh my god, just give me rare. But if it's a lesser cut, we can go medium rare. All right, last question. Oh god, it is Shalini, I think Shalini. Hey Knight, you said you're a procrastinator. How do you manage everything in life while still taking care of yourself? Any tips? Oh man, I think schedules. Having a tight schedule is really good, because you can't procrastinate when you have a schedule. You have to do everything by when it's due, and if you have to do it by when it's due, you won't procrastinate. So you build in your procrastination into your schedule. You're like, oh, I will procrastinate if I know this is due then, so I'm going to make it due earlier, and then I won't procrastinate as much, if that makes sense. I like task lists are great, so I just start checking things off a list. I'm like, once I start getting momentum, I usually burn through lists of tasks, which are really good. Yeah, schedules, task lists, those are really helpful with procrastination. And also it kind of acknowledging that you're a procrastinator. Once you know that about yourself, you can start living life in a way where you can start kind of mitigating some of those really bad habits. For example, I would pay rent a month advanced if I could. This was a long time ago. This was when I was in college and I was just like bad about hitting any deadlines. Now I don't need to do that. I'm not so flighty that I'm just like, oh god, I missed rent again. But yeah, I would try to pay rent a month early, so I would be like, so I was always cushioned. So if I forgot or something, I'm like, oh good, I paid last month, I'm good. So like things like that really helped me. Same with like, I couldn't do it for electric and I couldn't do it for water. But I had those on like auto pay, so that helped. So I things that I could automate in my life, I did. I don't know, I hope that helps. It's all about finding time management skills and basically understanding the way you work and trying to mitigate a lot of the parts where you're just like, I'm not going to do this today because I don't want to do this today, and it's not due for a while. So you got to move deadlines so you feel the urgency. I hope that helps. All right. And that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you have any questions, as always, you can ask them in the link below. And I'll answer them hopefully by next week. So, with that being said, I will talk to you all later. Bye, everyone.